It's episode 117 of Unstuck. Today, I want to talk about where discipline and motivation fit into a flow business. And are they even necessary? Let's find out. I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck, a space for heart-centered entrepreneurs to implement both the inner work and outer strategies required to get unstuck and build the impactful, profitable business of their dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. Let's get into today's session. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck. Happy to have you here. Grateful for you. Of course, I think y'all know that by now. If you're new to the show, hey, big welcome to you. Feel free to check things out, look around after this episode and see what else might appeal to you. We've got 116 now for you to choose from, and surely there's more to explore, but so happy to have you here. Today is a conversation that I have been wanting to have on the show for a long time, and it just never quite fit into the schedule, but now seems like the perfect time. And obviously, with it flowing into the schedule at this moment, that means that at least one of you out there needs to hear this message today, right now, as you are listening. So there's a purpose behind it, and we're going to do it today. And it is the topic of motivation and discipline. And how does that fit into this more feminine, flowy, heart-centered style business where we're not all about the hustle and the grinding to get something done? We more so appreciate alignment and flow and working with a little more ease and peace. In that case, then do we need to have discipline? Do we need to be motivated in order to make our business happen? Or is there something else required? I want to have this discussion and wanted to for a long time for a few reasons. First of all, please don't get mad at me. But I see a lot of new entrepreneurs or wannabe future entrepreneurs with very little, if not zero, motivation, let alone discipline. It's like they have this idea, they know what they want, and they know what would be great, the life they want, the business they want, how they want to feel. They know all of that, and they have the vision for it, but they're not doing anything to get there. And maybe they do for a little while. Maybe they have a week of motivation or a month of motivation or 6 months of motivation, and then it disappears. And I see this a lot. And quite honestly, that's the reason why most businesses never get off the ground. They never become anything more than just an idea, is because that motivation and discipline isn't there, or it doesn't last. And I don't want that. I don't want that for you. If you are listening to this show, it's because you either have a business right now and you want to take it to the next level, you want to up-level yourself in the process, or you haven't started a business yet, but you know it's out there for you and you know that's what you want and you need to get over the hump of starting and getting it going and doing the thing. And so that's one reason. Because I want you to do that. I want that to be you. The second reason is because I think it can be misconstrued that when you have this heart-centered business, when you are in this more feminine state, when building your business, when you do appreciate flow and alignment, that there isn't a need or a place for motivation and discipline. And I'm here to tell you that that's not true. That is absolutely not true. And just this idea of not needing to be motivated or not needing to be disciplined when you don't want to come at your business from this place of grind hustle culture, it just shows that we're thinking about this all wrong. And that's what I want to talk about today. I have two quotes to kick us off because I just couldn't decide. They were both so good. The first one is from WK Hope, and it says, self-discipline is when your conscience tells you to do something and you don't talk back. Self-discipline is when your conscience tells you to do something and you don't talk back. And that really is going to be the theme of this entire episode, is that whole idea. And we'll get into that in a second. And then good old Abraham Lincoln, discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. And I think that goes really deeply to both discipline and motivation, because we can lack both in the moment when our minds think of something you'd rather have that very moment. Like, I'd rather, you know, watch Netflix, I'd rather scroll Instagram, I'd rather blah, 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 instead of what you want most. And we have a tendency to turn our backs on what we want most a lot. And there we go. We have really gotten out of alignment, which is what we're going to talk about today. Now, let me get into some definitions just so that we're very clear on what I'm talking about with you today. First of all, motivation. The definition from the good old Google says, the general desire or willingness of someone to do something. Motivation is the general desire or willingness of someone to do something. And I would say, actually, the general desire and willingness of someone to do something. Need both. The definition of discipline says to train oneself to do something in a controlled and habitual way. So that is what we're talking about when we talk about discipline. Train oneself to do something in a controlled and habitual way, which if you're just looking at that definition, especially that word controlled, and especially the word like train oneself, that sounds very out of alignment. It sounds like something we don't need or want to do if we are really staying connected with ourselves. But I am here today to debunk that for you. So I'm going to get into this in two different ways, as I typically do, which is one kind of more of a practical, this is what's going on kind of way. And then secondly, in a more spiritual woo-woo, as I like to call it, way. Let's first start with just the general practical thing of what's going on here. So you have this idea for a business and you get excited about it. Like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so cool. It'll look like this. My life will change in this way because of this. I'll help this many people do this thing. You have these ideas. You're motivated to make it happen because you really want that to be your new path. You want that to be your new life. You want both your business and life to look the way that you envision it when you think up this business idea. So you have that general desire and willingness to do something. You are excited, and that excitement then turns to motivation. Next comes the discipline, because now you have to show up for this goal, for this vision, for this plan, for your desire to make it happen. And you have to show up habitually, regularly, repeatedly, consistently, whatever you want to call it. You have to show up. And I talk so much on this podcast about showing up for yourself, showing up for your visions, showing up for your purpose, for your passion, making it happen. And so that's where we get into the role of discipline here, because you need both. You need to be motivated to make it happen, of course, but then you have to show up to make it happen. They're two different things, but they coincide so nicely together to make it actually become a reality. And now if we take a more woo-woo route, as I love to do, and let me just give you a reminder that I did a podcast episode, I think it was episode 100 or 101, I'll link to it in the show notes, that said the 11 characteristics of a heart-centered entrepreneur. And I just want to remind you of what some of those are and how they would potentially go in to the factors of motivation and discipline. If you have a heart-centered business, a flow business. It is one that requires aligned action. It requires confidence in what you want. It requires listening to your inner guidance. And it requires getting out of your own way. So those are just a few of the 11 traits of a heart-centered entrepreneur. And you can go back and listen to all of them. And I even have a little PDF for you to print out and keep at the ready so you remind yourself of that. And I will link to that in the show notes as well. But go listen to that if you haven't already. Just a reminder, let's start there. And now the woo-woo aspect of motivation and discipline. So you get this intuitive nudge, this download, if you will, for a business that will provide the feelings that you so desire, the experience you desire. You know this business that you have downloaded will be purposeful, enjoyable, exciting for you. You are absolutely lit up by this business idea. And so the moment that the idea has come to you, and the moment you are lit up by it, it exists as a reality for you. And the path to get you there has been created. That is how the universal flow of energy works. So you thought up this idea or got this intuitive nudge, got this download. You're excited about it. You envision it. You know it's going to be great for you and it lights you up. Your energy has changed, shifted within your own experience because you thought up that business idea. And as soon as that happens, then the path to get you there is created and the end result is created. It is now a reality for you. You just have to follow the path to get there. So your only job is to continue to follow along that path. And you do so by continuing to take action on the ideas, the nudges, the intuitive guidance, the downloads, the feelings, whatever you want to call it, that you get. You continue to feel into that experience. You continue to visualize that dream, that goal, that business that you desire, and you take consistent action. You take consistent action. Now, in this case, you following along on that path and you continuing to take action, that is happening naturally within you because it's your path. It's your purpose. It's what you're meant to be doing. In every moment of every day, it is what you're meant to be doing. So if you think about it this way, motivation and discipline are built into your life experience. They are a natural part of the process of following your inner guidance and manifesting those desires. You automatically have motivation and discipline if you are acting in a way that will manifest your desires. Bottom line, they are an innate part of the process and part of your experience. And so then, if you want something, and this could be anything. Yes, we're talking about business because I love talking business, but it could be anything. Apply this to other areas of your life if you choose. But say you have an idea for your business and you've dreamt it up. It's amazing. You're excited about it. But you are finding yourself without motivation or discipline. You're finding yourself not taking regular inspired action towards it. You're not pulling the trigger. You're not putting yourself out there. You're not taking even the slightest risks. And maybe you find yourself just doing busy work or, you know, being pulled in other directions that aren't your business instead of doing that meaningful work. Then I really have two questions for you because this could go in two different ways. Let's start with the first one, which is it actually really what you want? Because there is the possibility that you're unmotivated because you're moving towards a goal that isn't actually the right direction for you. And the way to know is to check back in, and we should all be doing this regularly. Check back in with that visual of you having that business and you having that life and see if it still feels good. Do you still get excited? Do you still get joy? Does it still light you up? Because maybe it doesn't. And maybe now there's something that would instead. And this is yet another reason why I love visualization as such a powerful tool for so many different things. And in this case, it can be a really powerful guidance system for you. So take a few minutes, do a little meditation so you can calm down your conscious mind, and then get into that visualization and spend some time there and see how you feel within that. And if it doesn't feel as exciting, if it's not lighting you up as much, if it feels a little dull, then it may be time to switch directions and start a new visualization, start a new practice in coming up with what does feel exciting for you. And you can even do that in a more conscious state of just kind of being open to receiving ideas of what could be really fun and exciting for you to do. And then when you have that in a more conscious state, do that whole situation again, where you are meditating, getting into a more quiet, relaxed state, releasing that conscious mind a little bit, and do the visualization from there, where you really lean into that idea a little further and see how you feel there. And if this is the case, then when you do find that thing that, you know, you visualize and it lights you up and that seems like it's amazing and really your path, then you will find yourself naturally feeling motivated and naturally being disciplined towards that goal. So that's the first thing. And now my second question for you, is your ego talking you out of it? And this is where we go back to that quote I said at the beginning, self-discipline is when your conscience tells you to do something and you don't talk back. So now that we've cleared it up and you know that feeling motivated to stay disciplined towards your vision and desire is an innate, natural part of the experience of manifesting something, of the experience of being in a flow state, of the experience of being in alignment, then you know the next piece of the discussion is, well, then what's blocking that? What's blocking the natural ability to be motivated and disciplined? And that, of course, as you know, gotta talk about in pretty much every episode here, is your mental chatter, that ego voice. And let's strip that away a little bit. And some of this may seem a little harsh, but I really do want to put this into perspective because it's you. You are blocking your motivation. You are blocking yourself from taking consistent action, consistent, meaningful action. You are pushing yourself off that path that's already been laid out for you. You are ignoring those nudges. You are ignoring that guidance. So if you're feeling unmotivated, if you're not taking regular action to get you where you want to go, it's time to ask why and get really clear with yourself. See what's really blocking you and work through that. What is keeping you out of alignment? And I do want to talk a little bit more about alignment a little bit, because here's the deal. Everything that you have to do to get that business of your dreams off the ground and to the place where you want it to be, it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be all sunshine and rainbows. There are going to be things that you don't feel like doing. There's going to be days where you don't feel like doing it all. And that's okay, and that's expected, and that's part of the process. So then you can actually kind of think of it, or some people like to think about it in the way, well, then isn't that getting me out of alignment to push through and do something that I don't want to do, or that doesn't feel good, or isn't lighting me up, or isn't exciting? And the answer is absolutely not. Because what's actually not in alignment is you having a dream, having a desire, knowing your purpose, knowing your passion, and not doing what it takes to get there. That is massively, massively out of alignment. As I said before, you are pushing yourself off the path that has been created for you. You're ignoring that path. You're ignoring the guidance. You are ignoring the steps to get there that have already been created. And your mind is doing that. Your mind is keeping you out of alignment. Your mind is taking that motivation and discipline that is innate in this process away from you. So yeah, there will be things that are not fun. There will be things that you don't love to do. Like, I don't love every single day when I come into my office and I have to like do something that's just not my favorite thing in the world to do, but I do it. And it's because your inner guidance, your inner self knows the steps required, knows the work involved, and is okay with all of it because it's part of the process. And that is being in alignment. So yeah, you're not super excited to go write that email, but it is part of the process. It is what is required of you to get you where you want to go. And your inner self knows that and is okay with that. So the only thing that's getting in your way and the only thing that's keeping you not okay with it is your mind, is that ego voice, is that voice that really is just trying to hold you back. In this case, let's be honest, just trying to hold you back. And like I always say, it's just doing its job. But it's taken its job a little too seriously. And more importantly, you are letting it take over. There are two pieces of you, the inner you and the ego you. And right now, or when you are in this process of feeling unmotivated, of not doing the work required to get you to the next step, it's because the ego is louder than your inner you. You're letting that side of you take over when the inner you already knows the path, knows the steps, is fully on board, is ready to do the work, and is excited to move forward. So then it's that darn ego chatter that we really need to tap into, see it for what it is. And when you are in this place where you're not feeling motivated and you don't feel like you have the discipline that you need to get you where you want to go, well, then now you know where to look. And now you know what to do, hopefully. Hopefully you've listened to enough Unstuck episodes to know what to do about that ego voice, which really is to just quiet it, just to let it calm down and to tap more into that side of you that has that inner knowing, that has that inner guidance system, and move from that place. And when you can, even for just a few minutes, move from that place, even if you can just spend one day moving from the place of your inner guidance system that is fully motivated, fully on board, fully ready to do the work to get you where you want to go, the ego quiets down. That mental chatter that is stopping you from taking action doesn't have as much power. And that's what we have to do. We have to shift the power within the two sides of ourselves from one to the other. So like I said at the beginning, one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to have this conversation with you all today is because I see motivation and discipline wane so, so much in especially the new entrepreneur, because it is a hard adjustment. It is kind of a big hurdle to overcome. And I talked about this on the coaching call for Unstuck Entrepreneur the other day, where it's like that first part of starting a business and growing a business is hard. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is a big change to make in your life. It requires taking risks. It requires overcoming fear and doing it. And that can be hard for a lot of people. And that is why motivation and discipline wane in that process of getting your business started and then getting it to the point where you want it to be. And what I see when I see that happen, which it does for a lot of people, what I see is someone is out of alignment. They are out of alignment with their vision and their business and their purpose and their passion and what they really truly want to have happen in this lifetime. And what it most commonly looks like is this new or future entrepreneur going back to what's safe, which is really autopilot. They're going back into autopilot mode, which is, this is what I do day in, day out. This is where I'm comfortable. This is what I know to be true. So I'm just going to stay here. And they talk themselves out of taking action, whether they realize it or not. And I hope at least, at minimum, from this episode, start noticing you talking yourself out of doing the work. You talking yourself out of taking that inspired action and doing so regularly. I want you to get clear on that and see it in action, because that gives us the power back when we can see that side of ourselves and what we're saying and how it's affecting us. When you're in alignment, your motivation will stay naturally high. Your discipline will be a constant because you know it's what you're meant to be doing. And even if you have to go in and write all these emails and do all these things and you're not looking forward to it, it doesn't matter because you're still in alignment. You're still doing what you're meant to be doing. You're holding that vision tight and you're using that to guide your actions. And it's not an option. It's just not an option for you to do or not do that thing. It is what you're going to do because it's what you're meant to be doing and it's what is going to get you to that next level. And for me personally, and I'm not saying this to like rub it in your face or to anything like that. I think you guys know I'm not that kind of person, but I want you to understand what it looks like to be in alignment, because for me personally, I never, ever, ever lack motivation or discipline ever. Because I'm always holding on tightly to the next level version of myself, to that next dream that I'm looking to achieve, to the next vision that I'm holding for my future. I'm always very clear on what I want, and it feels so good to work towards that every single day. I am in alignment every single day, even when I have days that I don't feel like doing stuff, or I want to take a nap instead of writing an email. And hey, guess what? I take the nap and then I write the email. And we're going to talk about that in a minute too, because I don't want this to be a conversation where now you think I'm saying you can't rest or anything like that, because that's definitely not what I'm saying. But I show up for my future, for my vision, for what I want my life to be like every single day. And I never have to worry about being unmotivated or not being self-disciplined ever, because it feels so good to be working towards that every day, to be creating what I want, to be living my life on purpose. That feels way too good for me to ever turn my back on it. So I am living in alignment and I don't have to worry about these things. And now, let's talk about it, because I'm not saying that I don't ever have days or weeks where I'm not as energized as others. I do not think having a shift in energy from day to day or hour to hour or week to week is the same thing as being motivated versus unmotivated. Not the same thing. There's going to be shifts in your energy, and that is a very clear sign on how to stay in alignment. So if I need to take a nap, I take a nap. And if that is what I'm being guided to do, and if that's what I know will help me energetically, that's what I'm doing. If I need to take a vacation, I'm taking a vacation. If I'm spending a few days away from my phone or my computer in the middle of the week, that's what I'm doing. So in no way am I saying in any of this conversation that you shouldn't rest, that you shouldn't take time off, that you shouldn't have slower days and weeks and heavier days and weeks. We need all of that. A natural energetic shift, ebb and flow, if you will, is going to happen in every aspect of your life, including your business. That does not mean that you are lacking motivation or you're not disciplined for that day or that week or whatever it is. So please know that. Yes, we should rest. Yes, we should take time for ourselves. Yes, you can listen to your own ebbs and flows of energy and decide what is best for you. But in no way does that look like turning your back on your dreams and goals and plans and visions for yourself. In no way does that look like not taking aligned, inspired, purposeful action towards the bigger picture on a regular basis. That is what it looks like to be motivated, to be disciplined. And really, it's like we could almost use the words dedicated and in integrity with your vision, with your dream life, with your purpose, with how you want to show up in this world, with what you want to make of your time here. Dedication, you're dedicated to that. And when you're dedicated, motivation and discipline are just there. When you are in integrity, you are staying true to your word. You are showing up and doing what you said you would do. That is what integrity means. And to have integrity with yourself means you showing up for what you want, you showing up for the dreams you have, and you doing what you said you would do to get there. And we already have that path within us. So all you have to do is stay in integrity, be dedicated, and watch that motivation and discipline come about naturally. All right. I got a little passionate in this episode because this it means just so much to me. And it breaks my heart when I see people who I know have really big visions from themselves, have really great goals and ideas and ways they want their life to turn out, and they are not doing anything to make that happen. They are turning against themselves and that vision that they have. And I know, as I mentioned, I can see so clearly that it's them getting in the way of themselves, them allowing that ego side to be the dominant side, when in reality, the inner side already has the path to get there, already has all the motivation and discipline you will ever need to make it a reality. So please keep that in mind. Please let me know if you are someone where this conversation really struck a nerve one way or the other. I want to hear from you. I want to chat further with you. You can do that over on my Instagram at @unstuckentrepreneur is where I'm hanging out and talking all about entrepreneurship and the flow side of business. And if you just DM me over there, I'm happy to chat with you about this or any other topic that we talk about on Unstuck. Absolutely love chatting with you all. So head over there at Unstuck Entrepreneur on Instagram. And then also, just a reminder, I don't know if I've said this recently on here, but my new program, for those of you who wish to have a signature program as part of your business model, my new program, Signature Program Lab, is coming out to the public very, very soon, as in a couple weeks, and will be available for the next group to go through the step-by-step guide. I leave no stone unturned. I will literally shave years off of your time on creating a signature program and getting that up and running, launching it, selling it out, making money on this thing. So you have another income stream, or maybe your first income stream in your business that is a more passive activity that does not require more work from you, which is really important. That is coming out in a few weeks. If you want to get on the wait list so that you are notified when it's open for enrollment, head to seanminor.com/SPL. That stands for Signature Program Lab. seanminor.com/SPL. That will be open in a few weeks. If you want to know about it, head there to learn more. Okay, my friends, that will do it for this episode. Again, if this resonated with you in any way, please reach out. Let me know. We can chat further. I love to hear from you all. And until next time, take care. If you're like most of my clients, you followed your passion for health, got your certifications, did the trainings, and now you're excited to have your very own thriving, impactful wellness business. But how do you actually do that? It's a common position to be in, especially in the wellness space, because no one teaches you this whole business thing along the way. This trend is exactly why I'm here, a passionate nutritionist turned business coach for wellness professionals, because I'm done seeing wellness practitioners continue to play small in their business simply because they don't know the right steps to take. If you're like most wellness pros out there with a dream to start their own impactful, freedom-filled business, you've probably spent hours trying to build your website, figure out what the heck to post on social media, and taking all the courses to try to get confident in what you're doing. Or maybe just the thought of all that sends you into a puddle of stress and overwhelm. Good news, you don't need a perfect website, a killer Instagram strategy, or to be an expert to have an impactful and successful business. What you do need is a plan. The Wellness Business Blueprint is the jumpstart you need to plan, prepare, and execute on your passion for helping others without that sinking feeling of overwhelm. Because this isn't like the other stuffy, boring business plans out there. The Wellness Business Blueprint is centered around you. What feels good to you? What's right for your business, your dreams, and your lifestyle? What keeps you in alignment and your energy flowing? What allows you to stay sane and stress-free and excited in your business? Because building your dream wellness business starts with a plan that works for you. This free 15-page printable workbook will take you through my signature Flow and Grow business framework so you can create your own business vision while gaining clarity, structure, and a solid plan to move forward. Download it today and get started on your business blueprint. Head to seanminer.com/WBB, that stands for Wellness Business Blueprint, and get started building your dream wellness business today. Again, that's seanminer.com/WBB.